You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, God bless you, and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where the pastors are Pastor Thomas Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson, and I'm in the studio today, your host, Minister Andre Jordan, excited about the Lord, excited about this day and the goodness of God. We're going to look into the Word of God as we always do. I appreciate all of you listening, tuning in every Thursday right here on the radio dial. God is good. I've got no complaints, and I pray that you don't either. We could spend more time giving Him thanks and blessing His name and praising Him. And watch Him work out all of our situations and what we need Him to do. Father, we thank You so much. We lift up Your name. We lift up Your name. And we praise You today. Praise the Lord. We thank You, Father, for moving in our lives, in our circumstances, in our situations. Thank You, Father, for bringing forth deliverance, salvation, and healing. We honor You. We pray today that this word would encourage hearts. This word, Father, would touch souls, cause somebody to hear it, cause somebody to tune in that never listen, Father, and let it be a word of the Lord for their lives, Father, to bring encouragement and peace and comfort in Jesus' name. Today, I want to start looking at John 15. The Bible says, I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, He cuts and takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He purges that branch, that it'll bring forth more fruit. I'm the grapevine, the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. I'm reading out of NLT, same verse. My Father cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. And He prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. God wants more fruit, more fruit, more fruit, more fruit. So God wants more fruit. All of us, we're a branch. We might need to assess, am I connected to the true vine, or where am I connected? But we are a branch, and God wants branches to produce. Are you producing for God? And if you're producing, what are you producing? We're looking at it today. I want to be a fruitful vine in the house of God. I want to be a fruitful vine in the house of God. And so we're looking into the word today. We started out John 15:1. Let me go down quickly. John 15. Let me just keep reading. So verse 2. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he's going to purge it. He's going to prune it. That it'll bring forth even more fruit. He says, now you've been made clean through the word that I've spoken to you. The word cleanses us. You've been pruned. You've been purified by the word. The Bible prunes us. The Bible purifies us. Jesus says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. We've got to abide in him. We've got to abide in Christ. We've got to. I am the vine. We can't go it alone. I just want to say that. We can't be the Lone Ranger doing our own thing, going our way. We must abide. We must stay attached. We must stay connected. The Father has grafted us in. We've got to stay connected. Don't disconnect. Don't go your way. Don't do the my way. But stay connected to the vine. Christ is the true vine. There's many false vines. There's many strange vines. There's many strange trees. But we know in whom we have believed. Abide in me and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. I can't bear fruit by myself. I can't bear the fruit that Christ is talking about if I don't stay connected to him. I am a fruitful vine in the house of the Lord. Except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. He that abides in me and I in him, it's mutual. It's both. It's a reciprocity. It's both. I abide in him. I permit him to abide in me. I abide in him. I permit him to abide in me. If a man abide in me, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather the withered branches and cast them into the fire and they're burned. I want to go back to verse 5 because I think I skipped a portion. I am the vine. Jesus is the vine. I am the branches. I can't try to be the vine. Jesus is the vine. I've got to stay connected to Jesus. I'm a branch. I'm a branch that will only live and thrive and produce as long as I stay connected to Jesus. As long as I stay connected to Jesus, as long as I stay connected to the word of God, as long as I stay connected to the prayer, as long as I stay connected to what Christ modeled for us and demonstrated, prayer, fasting, obedience to the Father, submission to the Father, denying himself, crucifying himself, his will, bringing it into subjection to the Father. I am the vine. Jesus is the vine. I am the branches. We are the branches. He that abides in Christ, he that permits Christ to abide in him will bring forth fruit, will bring forth much fruit. I want my fruit to increase. I want to increase in the fruit that I bring forth for the glory of God. And without me, we can do nothing. Without Christ, we can do nothing. I can do nothing without Christ. I can do nothing without Christ, but in Christ, Philippians tells us I can do all things through him. I can do all things through him. I abide in him. I allow him to abide in me. I can do all things through Christ. I'm a fruitful vine in the house of the Lord. Herein, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, let my words remain in me. Let my words remain in you. What words are in us are the words of Christ remaining in us. You abide in me. Let my words remain in you, and you shall ask. If you let his words remain in you, you will ask anything that you will. Ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. Why? Because we're asking what his words say. We're asking what the word of God say. Are we cashing in on this? We have so many benefits in Christ. And here is a benefit. If you abide in me, remain in Christ, let my words abide in you. Fill up on his word, just like we fill up our tanks with gas. Fill up on his word. How is your spiritual tank? Is it full of the word of God? So you can go and produce and grow and bear much fruit because you're full of his word. Fill up today. Sometimes they say it's not good to let your car get on E. It's not good to let your car get low. Fill up. I filled up. Fill up on the word of God. Let us abide in him and let his words remain. Let his words remain. Don't let his words depart from us, but let his words remain in us, that we will can ask what you will, because you'll ask in alignment and in agreement with my will. You'll know my word. My word will be abiding in you. It'll remain in you. And when you ask, it'll be in agreement and alignment with the word. It'll be just like Jesus is asking. And he says, and it shall be done. It'll be the Father will recognize, the angels will recognize, these are the words of Christ. This is the word of God, and it shall be done for you. And the Father, herein is my Father glorified. Verse 8, John 15 and 8. Here is my Father glorified. We bring God glory. You bring God glory to the Father in that you bear much fruit. So you shall be my disciples. We have an assignment to stay connected to the vine. We have an assignment to bear much fruit. I have a job to bear fruit. I have a job to stay in the word and let the word prune and purge me. The message of Christ, prune and purge me. The message of Christ caused me to bear even more fruit as I let it remain in me. Let his words remain in me. Let his words cut. Let his words cut off. Let his words clip. Let his words cut back. Let his words have their work in me. Prune me today, Father. Prune us. Purge us. That we will be fruitful. That we'll bear much fruit. So let me go to verse 9. As the Father has loved me, the Father loved Jesus. Jesus says, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Continue in my love. I have loved you even as the Father loved me. Remain in my love. The safest, best place to be is in the love of Christ. Remain in my love. He says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Love is what love does. Christ said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, there will be a demonstration. If you love me, there will be the evidence. If you love me, you will keep my commands. If you keep my commands, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept the Father's commands. And I abide in the Father's love. You'll be filled. I obey the Father's commands. I remain in his love. These things I've spoken to you that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be filled. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. This is God's commandment. Love one another like I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I commanded you. And I want to flip really quick, because we're talking about being fruitful today. We're talking about bearing fruit. We're talking about abiding in the vine. We're talking about letting Christ's word, his message, his teachings abide in us and remain in us. And we remain in his love and we obey his commands. And if we obey his commands, we remain and abide in his love. And I want to flip to Galatians 5 that talks about fruit. If we do it Christ's way, if we do everything we've read out of John chapter 15, those verses, if we do it Christ's way, we'll produce Christ's fruit. let's look at Galatians that talks to us about the fruit of the Spirit. There's freedom in Christ. There's freedom when we live in his love. There's freedom. Galatians 5 verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free." Christ has truly set us free. He says, and now that you're free, make sure that you don't get tangled up again in the yoke of bondage. Don't get enslaved in the yoke of bondage. Christ has made us free. He says, for we through the Spirit are waiting for the hope of righteousness by faith. Verse 5, for in Christ Jesus, we're not hoping in circumcision, we're not hoping in uncircumcision, but we know it's faith that works by love. We are saved by grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. We believe and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. He says, verse 10, I have confidence in you through the Lord Jesus that you will be none otherwise minded, but we would be Christ-minded. We would receive freedom in Christ, that our salvation would be through faith in Christ. We've been called to liberty in Christ. Let's get to the verse that I want to. Let's start with verse 16, Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. He says, stand fast in the freedom. Stand fast in the liberty. Christ has made us free. Don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't be a slave to sin. Don't be a slave to a law. Don't try to go back under the Old Testament and keep all those 600 plus laws that were made. Man kept adding to the Ten Commandments. He said, but I say walk in the Spirit of Christ, in the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and you shall let the Holy Spirit guide our lives, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Just obey the Holy Spirit. Just quit trying to guide your life. The scripture tells us it's not within our power to lead our own lives, to guide our lives. It's not within our power, but our steps are ordered of the Lord. Just follow the Holy Spirit. Simon says, if the Holy Spirit were Simon says, do what Simon says. Walk this way. Talk this way. Live this way. Obey this way. Surrender this way. Honor God this way. Just do what the Holy Spirit tells you. He'll never lead you wrong. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. He'll never lead us wrong. He'll only lead us into our paths of righteousness. He'll only lead us in the way that pleases the Father. And that is our aim and our goal and our desire. I want to please the Father and I want to live for God. Walk this I say, Galatians 6:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives and you will not fulfill the lust of your flesh and you won't do what your sinful nature craves. Come on, when it talks to cravings, think about a pregnant woman. She say, I crave bacon and pickles. I crave ice cream and hot dogs, all kind of crazy cravings. Well, we know if we walk in the Spirit, we won't crave the low base nature that our flesh craves, our sinful cravings before we knew God. We won't crave that. We won't crave anything that dishonors God. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. For the sinful nature wants to do evil. Though Paul is talking for the sinful nature in us, it wants to do evil because it's an enemy of God. It's hostile against God. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, it wants to please the Father. The Spirit desires the opposite of our flesh and sinful nature. The two, the flesh and the Spirit, they're contrary to one another so that we can't do the things that we would. But if we're led of the Spirit, but on our own, we can't. But if we're led of the Spirit of God, we're not under the law. We're not led by our sinful nature. We are led by the Spirit, the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Now, let's look at this because we're talking about being a fruitful branch in the house of the Lord. We're talking about allowing God to prune us in this word like we're in today and cut away the things that are in our heart that need to be cut away. Now, the works of the flesh, if you follow the sinful nature, these are the desires. These are the works of the flesh. This is what the flesh desires, the sinful nature of the flesh. It desires adultery. It desires sexual immorality. The sinful nature desires fornication. The sinful nature desires uncleanness, impurity. The sinful nature desires lasciviousness or lustful pleasures. The sinful nature desires idolatry. The sinful nature desires witchcraft, adultery, rebellion. It desires hatred. It desires hostility against God. It desires variance. It desires quarreling. It desires emulations. It desires jealousy. It desires wrath. It desires angry outbursts. It desires strife and selfish ambition, warring. It desires seditions and dissension. It desires heresy and division. It desires envying and jealousy and murder and drunkenness and reveling and wild parties and the other such sins. That is not who we are called to be and live after. We are not called to live after our flesh. We're called to walk in the Spirit. We're called. It says, but the Holy Spirit, if we allow it. Remember, we were reading John about being a fruitful vine in the Lord, bearing much fruit because we allow the words of Christ to remain deep in our heart, take root in our heart. And God will use that word to prune us. God will use that word to say, wait a second, that's not my will. And we will allow it. We allow him to abide in us and we abide in him. And the word can rise up in us. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit will cause the word to rise up in us and bring the necessary correction that we need. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit. Let's look at what the Holy Spirit is producing in our lives. Let's look at what the Holy Spirit wants to produce in our lives. The Holy Spirit produces love. The Holy Spirit produces love. They'll know that you're my disciples because you have loved one another. This is the command, that we have love for one another. That's the greatest command. The Holy Spirit produces joy. No matter what the circumstances, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It'll give me strength. I don't have to go through with a hung down head. I pray today someone is receiving joy from the Holy Spirit. It's supernatural. It supersedes natural circumstances. It supersedes what we're facing. It supersedes our trials and tribulation. It's spiritual. Joy is spiritual. Joy is supernatural. This is supernatural fruit. Love, joy, peace. Peace that surpasses understanding. Why is he? Why is she at peace in these circumstances? Because it's supernatural, because it's spiritual. It's peace that comes from God. It's not man-made peace. It's not my peace, but it's the peace of Jesus Christ that he leaves with us. Long-suffering. The Holy Spirit produces long-suffering. I have the patience of God to endure with a good heart and a right spirit. I have gentleness. I have kindness. The law of kindness is in my mouth. My words aren't harsh. My words aren't condemning, but they're found in love. Goodness. The Holy Spirit produces goodness in our lives. The Holy Spirit produces faith and faithfulness. It causes us to be faithful to God, obedient to God, submitted to God, yielded to God, honoring God, glorifying God, bringing him glory, bearing much fruit. It says, my Father is glorified when I bear the fruit of God, when I bear love, when I produce joy. Holy Spirit produces love in me, produces joy in me, produces peace in me, produces long suffering, produces patience in me, produces gentleness in me, produces kindness in me, produces goodness in me, produces faith in me, produces faithfulness in me, produces meekness in me, produces gentleness in me, produces temperance, produces self-control. God, help us. Holy Spirit, help us to have self-control, spirit control, Holy Spirit, self-control. Help us with that one. Help us to not fly off the handle. Help us not to produce the works of the flesh, but help us to forever allow Holy Spirit. Allow Holy Spirit to produce the fruit of the Spirit in our hearts, in our minds, meekness and temperance, long suffering, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections, the passions and the desires of their sinful nature. We've got to crucify our flesh. The Holy Spirit will always do his part, but you and I have a part to do today. God, we pray for more grace to crucify our flesh. Bring our flesh under the Holy Spirit's control. Allow Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He'll do this and more in our lives if we let him. But he's not going to wrestle us to the ground in a figure four and make us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you today. We welcome you. We welcome the work that you're doing in our hearts, and we thank you today. God, I just want to thank you for the Holy Spirit. What a gift. What a gift. What a gift God has given. What a gift God has given. They that belong to Christ have crucified their flesh with the affections and the lust and the passions and the desires. They crucified all of it under the cross, all of it under the blood of Jesus. Father, thank you today that we can repent. Thank you, Father, that we can always repent. When you, Holy Spirit, corrects us, Holy Spirit checks us, we can just repent right then. Father, we ask your forgiveness for any work of the flesh showing up in our lives, or any way that we've failed to crucify our flesh, failed to submit to God. We ask your forgiveness today and thank you for a new chance and a new opportunity to get it right, to get it right with you. Thank you today that there is no law against the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you that we live and we also walk in the Spirit. Thank you, Father, that we love like Christ loved. Thank you for the amazing love of Jesus Christ. Thank you for forgiveness of sin today. Thank you that I'm a much fruit-bearing vessel of honor to the glory of God. I pray today that anybody that say, I want to be saved, that you would just right where you are, just confess to God, God, I'm a sinner. My life is a train wreck, but I know and I've heard of you. I was raised to know you, and I strayed and I walked away. But Father, today, as I'm listening to this word and this teaching, I repent of my sin. I repent for walking after the flesh. Father, I pray and submit myself to you, and I ask you to come into my life and to save me and to deliver me from my sins and to cleanse me. And now I come into agreement and alignment with the Holy Spirit to allow the Holy Spirit to control my mind, my thoughts, my will. I submit it to him, and I receive you as Savior and as Lord of my life. I just pray that someone accepted Christ today, and I pray that you would let us know. This is Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our services are Sunday morning at 11, Tuesday Bible studies at 7 p.m. You may come to Victory as a visitor, but you always leave as family. Know that we love you, and we're praying that you will walk in victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218. Or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321 514 9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m.